Good evening, everyone. It's amazing to see people here, new friends, old friends, to be sitting at the same table with Rabbi Jaffe and me and Rabbi Miadanik. Not just colleagues and friends, but role models of mine. Is a big zechus. Rabbi Luban sends regards to everybody. He's at a yurtzeit dinner, which he couldn't make it back in time. But to have a couple shuls here together is just tremendous, and hopefully the first of what will be many joint opportunities to get together and share Divrei Torah and come together for spiritual matters. The Gemara in Sota asks, Mipnei ma nisavim Moshe likanes l'Eretz Yisrael? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go to Eretz Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu davened so many tefillos. V'aschanan, why do you want to go so badly into Eretz? It's a strange question. It's Eretz Yisrael. Maybe it's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Why did Moshe want to go into Eretz Yisrael? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, V'chi lachol mipiria? Moshe wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael because of the fruit? Is that why? For his appetite? Can't be. V'chi nispa mituva? To be satiated from the good of Eretz Yisrael? For physical matters? It can't be. So the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go in not for those matters. He wanted to go in because of the mitzvos at Tulios Baretz. There are many mitzvos we can only do in Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was yearning to do those mitzvos, so that's why he wanted to go. The Mefarshim ask a very strong question. In our bracha, al hamichya, or al ha'etz, if you had enough grapes this evening, what do we say? We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eretz Chemda Tova Rechava, Sheretzisa V'Inchalta Lavoseinu. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Eretz Chemda Tova Rechava, the amazing, wondrous, special land. Why do we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that land? Lechol Mipiriyav L'Izbom Meduba. That's why we have Eretz Yisrael. The very reason why the Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael for that. That's not why we have Eretz Yisrael. We're thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for Israel, which has Lachol Mipiriyav L'Izbom Meduba, to eat the fruits and to be satiated from the good. How does that make sense? Some took it out. The Bach discusses whether we should say these words or not. And the Bach says that Lachol Mipiriyav L'Izbom Meduba is not referring to the delicious taste of the fruits. The Bach says that the Kedusha, the sanctity of Eretz Yisrael, the love of Hashem and the fear of Hashem, which is so palpable in Israel, is streamlined down into the fruits. Just like we know, Avira d'Eretz Yisrael Machkim, the air of Israel makes a person smarter, whatever exactly that means. We see some of the young men and women come back from Israel much smarter. Maybe we understand it a little bit. Just like Avira d'Eretz Yisrael Machkim, so too the fruit, the food of Eretz Yisrael that grows in the ground is also saturated with the sanctity, the Kedusha, the Avas Hashem, and the Yiras Hashem. So when you eat Peros Eretz Yisrael, or in this context, drink wine of Eretz Yisrael, you're not just drinking delicious wine, you're drinking a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're soaking in the sanctity of Eretz Yisrael, which is incredible. But what does that do for us, for fruit that's not from Eretz Yisrael? Most of the fruit here, I don't think you went to Eretz Yisrael today, right?
Certainly not.
No, you would though.
Of course.
It's not from Eretz Yisrael, so what? How do we relate to eating all the other fruits? I think it can be a very spiritual and religious experience. Rabbi Avigdor Miller, one of the first American born and raised Gedolim, who learned in Yeshiva University and went off to study in Slobodka in Europe. Rabbi Avigdor Miller once, and there's a famous picture to back this up. Victor Miller was in his kitchen, and he had a grandson who was helping him, who was sitting in the other room. And his grandson heard of Victor Miller, his grandfather, he picked up an apple, and he said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, thank you so much for this apple. The grandson's like, well, what's going on? You make a hiatus, eat an apple. He goes, it's so full of the nutrients and the vitamins we need. And it didn't have to taste delicious. Not all vitamins taste good. You made it taste, and the color is so rich, the red of the apple, and some people don't like red, and there's green apple. And you go to the store, and there are 12 different kinds of apples, and Kadosh Baruch Hu, thank you so much. Every fruit we see the chesed of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made fruit, I don't know, like matzah. You got to eat it. It's not so delicious. And there's so many different fruits, all in different colors, shapes, tastes, flavors. It's all chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we're eating a fruit, any fruit, whether it comes from Eretz Yisrael or it comes from any country, we're eating, we're engaging in the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much He loves us and gives us all the different foods, flavors, tastes, fruits. But it's more than that. How does the fruit get to our table? How does it get to our hand, to our mouth? You think about the process. It's unbelievable. You take a little seed, and you put it in the ground, you water it, you need the right climate, the right weather. All the things that need to happen from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that go into the fruit coming to the store onto your plate is incredible. It can't happen by accident. Every time you look at a fruit, a vegetable, you're looking at the Yad Hashem. You're looking at the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The amunah and bitachon that's in everything we eat is an incredible experience. But it's more than that. It's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we need human intervention as well. We have to do our part. We have to water. We have to plant. We have to take care of the field. The fruit, from the time it's planted in the ground until it comes to our plate, is a mixture of amunah bitachon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's work and our work as well. All that goes into every single time we engage in anything. And I think that's shot in the famous story of Rabbi Aaron Karliner. Someone came to the Rebbe, Rabbi Aaron Karliner, and he said, I don't understand. You're the Rebbe, and I'm the Chassid. You pick up a fruit, and you make a bracha. And I pick up a fruit, and I make a bracha. So why are you the Rebbe, and why am I the Chassid? We're the same. So the Rebbe said, and it's a well-known line, he said, you want a fruit, so you make a bracha. I want to make a bracha, so I take a fruit. Every time we engage in any eating, any achila, any shtia, whether it's from Eretz Yisrael where you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael infused into the fruit, or we just pick up any food item and eat it, it's an opportunity to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to think about all the things that happened, all the chesed of Hashem in that fruit, and then we make a bracha to concretize, to take those emotions and bring manifest them in words and actions. It can be an incredibly religious experience. This isn't unique to Tu B'Shvat. The Tu B'Shvat's a time where we can take the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, and all fruit, and remember what it is that we're doing when we eat. It's not just we're filling up our belly with delicious fruit, but it's an opportunity to engage in sincere growth and avodas Hashem, and hopefully we'll be zocha to continue to grow through our eating and through our brachos and through getting together for all in Yanei Ruchnius.
It's a picture of Rabbi Dukman with the apple.
Yeah. It's in Rabbi Hamburger's book, Great American, great picture. You saw that book?
Yeah.